Speaker McCarthy, House GOP unveil parents' bill of rights. Neely McAllister, despite all the consequences caused by heavy-handed mandates forced onto us by bureaucrats and teachers' unions, there was a silver lining. Parents in Fairfax County and in school districts across the country had a front-row seat to what their kids were learning in school. And in most cases, we were dismayed and appalled at the adult subject matter that was not only on the bookshelves of taxpayer-funded libraries, but also being forced upon them in the classroom. Nicole Solas, I am a mother from Rhode Island who was sued by the teachers' union because I simply wanted to know what my kindergartner would be learning in school. The largest teachers' union in the country, the National Education Association, did file a lawsuit against me to bully me and harass me and to send a message to other parents that if you ask questions they will come after you. Stacey Hoomsley, I currently serve as school director for the Westchester Area School District and was elected in 2021. I ran for this position after struggling to be heard as a parent, taxpayer, and concerned member of my community. Transparency in public education is a cornerstone of my advocacy for my community. Scott Smith, I went to the school board meeting to speak up for my daughter and to get some answers that we deserved. But instead of putting her safety and our safety of other students first, the Loudoun County School Board tried to hide the facts and protect their administrators at all cost. We now know that three young girls were attacked by the same now convicted sexual predator. The school board has failed each of these young girls and their families every step of the way, and continues to do this every day. Information source, Office of Speaker McCarthy.